T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, it's Bill and Morgan from the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Q Morning Show on demand. This is our full show podcast.
It's everything we did on the show this morning, except there's no music, there's no interruptions. It's just us.
Thank you for listening. It all starts right now.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Morgan, how are you?
Well, 7 more days until my body clock adjusts to the time change.
Are you missing that extra hour?
Yes, so bad. Ooh, this one hit me hard.
I'm still not feeling it.
Good for you. Count your blessings, because I'm struggling.
I don't know what it is.
You're blessed.
Miley's on this morning. It's Q104.
Did she say?
In Luca Heights.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. We are the Q Morning Show. It's a Monday morning. Thanks for coming back, Morgan and Bill Ryan. The Oscars were last night.
Yes.
I don't know. How late did the Oscars go? I don't even know.
Good question.
I mean, they went on longer than we went to bed.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. I don't know what time it wrapped up. I'm sure it was after the 11 o'clock or after 11, maybe even close to midnight last night. Anyway, we will get into more of a deep dive into the Oscars during Hollywood Dirt and a little bit later on this morning. We've got our pick six up on our Instagram page, at the Q Morning Show. It looks like, scrolling through Morgan's picks right now, it looks like Morgan, at least on one morning, started off the morning with some coffee and some soccer.
Yeah, it was one of those weekends. That was Saturday morning. David made me coffee. We sat and watched soccer for like 5 hours.
I'm going to zoom in on your TV here. It looks like you were watching Bournemouth and Liverpool.
Yep. Nailed
now,
it.
I was thinking of you yesterday morning, because that's when my team, Arsenal, played Fulham.
Oh, yeah, and they got spanked, huh?
That's David's team, right?
Yeah, he was not happy yesterday. But I'm sure you were very happy yesterday.
I was, but I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not that sports fan.
Yeah.
I'm not the one that sends out the text to gloat.
Yeah.
When I know that another friend of mine is experiencing pain and misery at that moment. I'm not that guy to remind them of that.
Yeah, David was hurt in yesterday. But other than that, on Saturday, I also went to the Cleveland Charge game.
Is that
which is the B-League team for basketball here in Cleveland.
That's this third picture here. You're at the Charge game?
Yes, with Sir Yacht. Austin Love went. We were like having a little beach party. It was Justin Bibb bobblehead night. So I should bring our Justin Bibb bobblehead and keep it in the studio. That would be nice.
Yeah, we have a collection of bobbleheads in here.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That are Cleveland related. Mayor Bibbs would fit in nicely.
And then my third one, my dog Harley, he's upset. He's depressed, I think. He knows that my family is going on vacation, and he has severe anxiety. And that was the look that he was giving my parents all day yesterday, because the suitcases were out. Because, you know, I'm leaving to go to Florida Thursday after the show, but they're leaving tomorrow morning at like 5 a.m., so he just has separation anxiety, and he's very sad.
Dogs always know.
They do.
It's amazing to me the things that Myrtle knows. Like when we leave, we still have to crate Myrtle, because Myrtle's can be a very bad dog and will chew things up while we're gone.
Right.
She'll chew up shoes or whatever she can get her teeth on. And then we're ready to leave. Sometimes she'll just get up and just go right into her crate.
Oh, really?
Sometimes she will do that, and she thinks we're leaving, and we're really not.
Aw.
We're like, Myrtle, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, come out here.
Come on back. So those are Morgan picks. Mine are up, too. I've got a picture of my son Drew and one of his friends at their music concert, which was after the show on Friday. I'm going to talk a little bit about that later on this morning. My wife and I had a date night on Saturday.
Cute.
Baseball season is starting. Our pick six, you can check them out right now. It's at the Q Morning Show on Instagram.
Real life, real Cleveland. Q Morning Show.
Makes me feel happy. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Q104.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
Megan Trainor, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Saturday night live over the weekend, their final sketch of the night was something that I found very relatable. It was about this law firm that was looking for somebody to do a jingle for their phone number.
Okay.
To make it more catchy. Mm-hmm. This is how it went.
1,000
guys, come on, that's totally wrong.
So the reason why it's relatable is because we have a phone number.
Yeah, we have to come up with our own little jingle.
We should have thought of that. 216-474-0104.
I need some work.
That's our new phone number to call us or text us. 216-474-0104. Yeah, Saturday Night Live had Jenna Ortega as the host. It was an okay show. You know who I really love watching, though?
Who's that?
The 1975.
Oh, love them. They're one of my favorites.
Incredible live. Really love watching them over the weekend. Q104 plays the hits. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill Ryan, the Oscars were last night. I was good for about 90 minutes
were
of the
you?
Oscars.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah, and then after that, they got into the standard awards without the big stars. And it's time
ready
for bed.
To go to bed.
But obviously, this year, the difference between this year and last year is we're actually talking about the awards. Last year, we were just talking about the slap.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody I can't even remember who won awards last year.
Me neither. Will Smith won one. That's the only person I remember winning one.
So I think this year's Oscars had a little more heart. People paying more attention to who won the awards. Jimmy Kimmel was the host last night, who I think does a good job of straddling that line between. I think a lot of those celebrities like him.
Yeah.
Because they go on his show. But also, he'll get a good joke in there once or twice. I like this joke that he had. He was referencing the stars from the Banshees of Inisherin, all the Irish guys. And this was his joke from last night.
It was some year for diversity and inclusion. We have nominees from every corner of Dublin. Five Irish actors are nominated tonight, which means the odds of another fight on stage just went way up.
That was good.
That is good.
All right, so favorite moments. I know we just heard it, but I think we should probably play it again.
Yeah, go for it.
Kehoe Kwan.
Yes.
Who I remember as Data from The Goonies.
Oh.
Now, this movie was probably one of the first movies that I ever saw in my life. I know it was probably one of the first movies that I ever saw in a theater.
Yeah.
And Kehoe Kwan, his story is so inspiring. I mean, he's a child actor, and he's trying to get meaningful roles in his career, and he's striking out over and over again. Never gave up, and now he's an Oscar winner. Here's his speech from last night again.
Dreams are something you have to believe in. I almost gave up on mine. To all of you out there, please keep your dreams alive.
Oh, I can't. It makes me cry. That made me tear up. And Brendan Fraser, his speech made me tear up, too, when he won Best Actor in a Leading Role for his role in The Whale.
Oh, I want to hear this because I missed this. I was already asleep last night. So here's Brendan Fraser.
I started in this business 30 years ago, and things, they didn't come easily to me, but there was a facility that I didn't appreciate at the time until it stopped. And I just want to say thank you for this acknowledgement.
He was like crying. Everyone was crying. Yeah. We were all crying.
I think that everybody was also crying because Jamie Lee Curtis got an Oscar last night, too. And it was right after Ke Huy Quan got his. And so we were already very emotional at the time. Here's a little of Jamie Lee Curtis winning Best Supporting Actress last night.
And my mother and my father were both nominated for Oscars in different categories. I just won an Oscar.
Aw, that's so nice.
She's a great human.
Oh, I love it.
Right?
Yes.
What are the other highlights from last night? I missed the performances.
Okay, well, Rihanna, we have not got enough of Rihanna over the past 3 months. She performed Lift Me Up, and it got a standing ovation.
Oh, that sounds like it was good.
It was so good.
See, I have to go back and watch it now. I did DVR it.
Yeah.
I have to go back and watch that because we can only play these little clips.
Yeah. It'll be all over YouTube today. Don't worry.
Lady Gaga performed last night, too. I missed it. She performed Hold My Hand from the Top Gun movie.
Hold my hand, hold my hand.
There you go.
Overall, a great Oscars.
I think so. I mean, it's hard to tell what is going on with the Oscars the past few years because they always talk about how ratings are down and people aren't into it as much anymore. But if you're just looking to find the good moments, I think that we hit on pretty much all of them.
Definitely.
Last night. These were the highlights from the Oscars last night. It's the Q Morning Show. We'll be back.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
I'm a sucker for you. Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. We are the Q Morning Show. We have a new phone number around here. It's 216-474-0104. If you text that number, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I think it's just going to go into a void. But I don't know. It's possible you could text that number and someone would answer.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. We can be honest, right? We weren't thrilled when the management told us we were changing our phone number. We're like, we've had this phone number for 20 years. We have to change people's habits. It's not an easy thing to do. But I stumbled across this story that I think if this ends up happening to one of our listeners who accidentally texts the wrong number, could be a positive outcome.
What happened?
Okay. So back in 2009... a woman by the name of Brenda was trying to text a friend that she had met over the weekend, but she sent the text to the wrong number. And she ended up texting a guy named Isaiah, who she sent a Bible verse and he replied, "Amen to that. Who's this?" And Brenda's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I have the wrong number." But Isaiah wanted to keep talking to her because I guess they hit it off in the first couple of text messages. So he said, "Hey, can I call you tomorrow?" Now, these two people don't know who each other are. They've never met. They've never seen each other in person. But she was like, okay. She said, yes. So they talked on the phone the next day. They both said where they lived. Her in Georgia, him in Ohio, like 50 miles away from Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, they ended up going on a date, meeting, falling in love, getting married, and having six children.
Six babies.
All from texting a wrong number.
See, I would just think that was spam.
Right?
All the spam texts that I get these days, especially if someone sent me a Bible verse.
Yeah. I mean, remember somebody texted me a couple weeks ago asking if I was in Nashville, and I just never responded.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, they're trying anything.
Yeah.
They're trying like little nuggets that make you think that, wait a minute, is this spam or is this somebody I actually know?
Right.
But in that case, it was fate. It was meant to be for them.
I mean, a wrong text message leading to your happily ever after. So it's like, if we have one of our listeners accidentally text the old number, we're just going to hope and pray that it leads to finding their soulmate.
Yeah. I know if you call the old number, it just rings and rings, which annoys me because if you don't know that we changed our number, you think that we're giant bleep holes for not answering the phone around
here. Yeah, just ignoring you. We promise we're not.
Again, our new number, 216-474-0104. We have a trending report on the way next.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Q Morning Show. Hello there. It's Morgan and Bill Ryan. Thanks for coming back on the Monday after daylight savings time goes into effect. Is it? Are you feeling it? Are you really feeling it?
Yes, bad. Yesterday was really bad. I woke up, my eyes were swollen. I felt like I could just pass out all day long. 1 hour really does mess me up.
Yeah, I'm not. I feel fine this morning. I feel normal. Yeah. I have energy. And Morgan and I were talking about this on Friday. I don't think the changing of the clocks affects me that much. And I think it's really the only thing that I can blame it on is this job. It's this job. It's getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning. There's never any sunlight. So daylight savings time for me is like all year round.
A walk in the park.
Yeah. It's not just losing 1 hour. It's me losing about 1,000 hours during the course of a year. And on Friday, see, I compare Friday to today. I was really out of it on Friday. It, like looking back on it now, I did not realize at the time, in real time, how tired I was on Friday. I remember after the show on Friday, I apologized to Morgan. I said, I'm sorry. I was really out of it today. It was just one of those days where the words were not coming into my head and I was pushing all kinds of wrong buttons.
Oh, you were fine. You were fine.
And then I went directly from work to Drew's elementary school. He had like a musical. Like his music class did like a play for the entire second grade class. And my wife and I went and we watched it. And afterwards, the principal got on the microphone and said, okay, if you want, you can go take pictures with your kids, but then get out. Basically, she didn't use those words, but that's what she was saying.
Right.
So it was kind of chaotic as all the parents are finding their kids. And I go up there and I wanted to get a picture of Drew. And I did a picture of Drew and his friend, which, by the way, is on our Instagram this morning at the Q Morning Show. It's part of our Pick Six collection, which is up there right now. But as I'm doing that, I get this picture with Drew and he's standing with his friend and his friend's mom comes up to me because she obviously guesses that I'm Drew's dad. And she comes up. She shakes my hand. She's like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Katie. I'm Aaron's mom. And I'm like, oh, hey, I'm Bill's mom.
Oh, you're not Bill's mom.
And I didn't get a chance to correct myself.
Oh, no.
It was so chaotic. I mean, she just looked at me weird, and then that was it. Like, she walked away, and I walked away. I mean, how many things did I get wrong there?
First of all,
I'm Bill.
Right.
I'm Drew's mom.
Dad.
I'm Drew's dad.
Right. Did she give you a weird look or did she not even notice?
It was a weird look and then she kind of got distracted and looked away and she went on her way and I went on my way.
Right.
And I'm just walking around thinking, I just said, oh, hey, I'm Bill's mom.
Oh, man, you definitely needed a nap on Friday, huh?
And I don't even know if I got one.
Oh,
I don't even know if I got one on Friday. It was just a mess.
That's okay.
Just a mess on Friday. Maybe we get into that later this morning. Like dumb things that you said to someone for the first time, like bad first impressions.
Yes.
Maybe we'll get into that later. Here's what we do want to get into. Am I the bleep hole? We usually do this on Mondays around here. Heather in Westlake is really wanting to know from you, is she the bleep hole for what happened? We'll explain coming up in 10 minutes.
Waking you up.
Good morning.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
Feel good in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talking, can't get you off from all this late night talking.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Morgan and Bill Ryan. Am I the bleep hole? We're going to get into that right now. So basically, you did something, you said something, and in your mind, it's just the way that it is. It's the way that you think. You don't think you did anything wrong, but now you're hearing from other people. And you're finding out, you know what? Maybe this is wrong. Am I the bleep hole? Let's go to Heather in Westlake. Good morning, Heather.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm going to be that woman this morning.
All right.
Possibly the bleep hole. And here's the thing. I don't want to be friends with my ex-husband's new wife. And more than that, I don't want her to be friends with my friends.
All right. Who's making you? Well, I guess basically just tell us what's going on.
Okay. So nobody's really making me. What's happening is my husband remarried about 2 years ago. And she's involved in activities that my kids do. And she's a good stepmom, and I have no ill feelings toward her. I just want to make sure that I'm clear that I don't hate her. I actually like her. And as I said, she's a good stepmom to my kids. My husband and I are really, really careful about being civil with each other because we share these children together. You know, we have a son in middle school and a daughter in elementary school. So they're young kids, and we want to be there for them.
Very
so
healthy of you.
Yeah. We go to everything. We go to sporting events, everything they do at school. And during the past year, I've noticed this thing that happens with her when she comes to the events. She'll come and sit with me and my friends. Well, let's just say it's a basketball game, right? Mm-hmm. So she'll come and sit with me and my friends in the stands instead of with my ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of uncomfortable. She's made friends with some of my friends on her own. She exchanges numbers with them. And I really don't like it. They're my friends. These are people I've known since my kids were in kindergarten. So we have this bond together, you know, we share all these things together. And I feel like she's like infiltrating my group. And then my husband basically called me last weekend and said, hey, you know, my wife would have really liked to have gone with you when you guys went out after the game together.
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, are you kidding me right now?
So she found out that you went out with the other moms, and
yeah,
she feels like she's making friends with the moms, and oh my gosh, why was I not invited?
Why was I not invited? Well, yeah. Because these are not your friends. That's why you weren't invited.
Oh, no.
So am I the bleep hole for saying that?
For not wanting to be friends with your ex-husband's new wife.
Well, and more importantly, not wanting her to be part of my friend group.
All right. I got it. I understand.
This is kind of sticky.
Yeah.
Actually, it's really sticky.
And I kind of have a blind spot when it comes to the divorces and how all of these relationships integrate.
Right.
So I'm not sure if I'm going to be helpful. So let's open this up right now. 216-474-0104. That is our new number. Is Heather the bleep hole for not wanting to hang out with the stepmom? We'll take your calls next. Q104, it's the Q Morning Show. It's almost 7:30. Am I the bleep hole is going on right now. We heard from Heather in Westlake, who is having a problem right now with her ex-husband's new wife.
Yes.
The stepmom.
New wife is trying to infiltrate the friend group.
Yeah, she's been showing up to, you know, because they've been going to all the same events with the kids, going to basketball games, and the stepmom is exchanging numbers and becoming friends with Heather's friends, and she's not cool with that. So Teresa in Cleveland has to say. Teresa, good morning.
Yes.
Whoa.
Teresa, turn your radio down, friend.
Is that what it is? It's the radio that's really loud. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning.
What'd you have to say about Heather being the bleep hole?
She's not the bleep hole.
She's not.
She has the right to feel that way. No, she has the right to feel that way. Those are her friends first. She can try to incorporate her into the group if she wants to really do that. Other than that, no. Tell them to go find their own friends.
Okay, we will.
Very, very black and white there for Teresa. Do we have anything coming in on the text that does anybody agree with Heather?
Yeah. Oh, does anybody agree with Heather? Yes. Out of the 216 says, nope, not the bleep hole. New wifey is taking liberties and overstepping. But then on the contrary, text out of the 440 said, yes, you are the bleep hole. She's just trying to make friends with other moms and be involved in her stepkids' lives.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Seeing, that's what I meant. Yeah, does anybody... Yeah. Yeah.
We're seeing both sides of the argument for sure.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you have any?
Okay. Here's my one question for Heather. Mm-hmm. If she was not married to your ex-husband, would you be inviting her? Would you like her? Would you hang out with her? If the only reason you're not wanting to invite her and include her is because she's married to your ex, then maybe over time you can learn to like her enough to bring her around. If you just don't like her as a person and you don't like her attitude and you don't like her personality, then I don't think you have to be friends with her. But at the same time, like, you got divorced for a reason, so why hold a grudge, you know?
Wow, that's really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm
Are
really
you being
impressed.
Serious?
Like, I'm not even going to say anything else.
Okay. That's... I don't know if you're being serious or sarcastic. I'm scared.
No one ever knows if I'm being serious or sarcastic. But that's another issue. No, I think that's really good. That's a good way to end it and wrap it up. That's
okay.
A good way to put it to the test.
Did I solve the bleep hole situation today?
I think that sounds incredibly healthy.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on Q104.
Let's do this. Morgan is all set with four questions. You just need to provide the answers, and our contestants are here.
Yep, Amherst, Bedford, North Ridgeville, and Richmond getting ready to rep for their cities. If they answer four questions right, they will reign supreme. Let's kick things off with caller 14. It's Sarah in Amherst. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. How was your weekend?
It was great.
Are you sad that it's Monday?
I am.
Yeah, I know, me too. Oh, how are you doing with the time change? Are you alive or are you a zombie?
Oh, I'm a zombie.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, here's to hoping your brain works well enough to answer these four questions right. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were the first two men in the entire world to do what?
Go to the moon.
We will accept that answer. Question number two. What is the name of the sea witch villain in The Little Mermaid?
Ursula.
The Earth is located in what galaxy?
The Milky Way.
Okay. Are we going to have a clean sweep for the win, Sarah and Amherst? The Oscars big winner scored 7 wins, including Best Picture. What was the name of the movie?
Oh, was it The Comeback Kids?
Oh, it wasn't. Good guess, though, Sarah. Let's go to Jacob in Bedford. Jacob, good morning.
Good morning.
Your city of Bedford has 3 wins. We're going for win number 4. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were the first two men in the entire world to do what?
Walk on the moon.
That is correct. Question number two. What is the name of the sea witch villain in The Little Mermaid?
Ursula.
Earth is located in what galaxy?
The Milky Way.
The Oscars big winner scored 7 wins, including Best Picture. What was the name of the movie?
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
That's right. There Jacob and Bedford. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Did you see the movie by chance?
I have not yet. It looks good, though.
Yeah, I haven't either, but everybody won with that movie last night. Jamie Lee Curtis, there was a bunch of people that won. I think I'm going to save it. I'm going to Florida on Thursday, so maybe I'll watch it on the plane and report back to you guys.
Awesome.
Jacob's like, I don't care, Morgan. Just tell me what I want.
I was going to say, you can't watch a movie like that on the plane.
Why?
Because it's hard to concentrate
no,
on a plane.
It's not.
They stop it, you know, sometimes when the pilot needs to make an announcement.
No, no, no. We have the iPad. We'll download it and put it on the iPad.
All right, we'll get into this later.
Yeah, okay.
This is another fight that we're going to have.
Jacob, congratulations. That's win number 4 for you. Tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
Q104.
Q104 plays the hits. We are going to have Q keywords this week, but today, not until noon.
Right.
And that's because we're waiting on an announcement.
But it's a big announcement.
It's going to be made at noon, and then right after the announcement, you'll have a chance to win tickets.
Yes.
I guess, to this.
To a big show.
Yeah, to whatever the event is today. We can't say much more than that. So that'll be right around 12:04 this morning, or this afternoon, I should say, with Kelsey. Or with Chelsea.
Who's Kelsey?
I don't know.
Kelsey?
I don't know.
We don't have a Kelsey. Were you trying to combine Kelly and Chelsea? I would say so. Who's Kelsey? I mean, I know you said you were brain dead on Friday and that daylight savings doesn't affect you, but I would beg to differ.
Oh my God, I'm so terrible at this job. All right, there is another school that is offering Taylor Swift curriculum.
Oh gosh.
I'll tell you about it next. Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's great to have you here this morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill Ryan. So this has been a thing for the past couple of months where these colleges will announce that they're going to have some sort of a Taylor Swift-centric class.
I've seen some with Taylor Swift. I've seen some with Beyonce. So it's definitely something that colleges are doing these days.
And this is a pretty big college. It's Stanford University.
What?
That's doing this. Now, that's Ivy League, right? They have become the latest college to add a Taylor Swift-inspired class to their curriculum. So the course is called All Too Well, and it's the 10-week version.
Okay.
The class is challenging students to conduct an in-depth analysis of the 2021 single, which tells the story of Taylor's toughest breakups.
Okay, are they talking about the 10-minute version? Or the original? Well, I guess the original is 10 minutes.
I think if it's a 10-week course, yeah. I think you've got to go with the full version
right.
of this song, right? I mean, that's got to be... I mean, if you're looking for an elective at a college, I mean, that's got to be...
Yeah, you're taking that class.
That's got to be a popular one.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about some of the courses that I took back in college that the electives that I really wanted to take that I couldn't get into.
Yeah.
Like bowling.
What?
Bowling was an elective, and maybe it still is at Kent State. And then I lived in Clark Hall, which had a bowling alley in the bottom of it.
Oh, nice.
And so I really wanted to get in that course because I could have just walked downstairs and went to class, but I couldn't get into it. I never could get in. It was all, every time I went to go sign up for courses, it was always,
Marshall did not offer a bowling class. I don't know that I would have signed up for it anyways, but I can tell you that was not on the elective courses.
Yeah. All right. So good luck with that. Someday you can major in Taylor Swift. You can. What'd you major in college? I majored in Taylor Swift. All right. So if you listen to this show, then you know that I am not always great with words.
Yeah. Kelsey's coming up next. We don't even have a Kelsey that works here.
Morgan, I am not words. And then something that I said on Friday to a mother of one of my son's friends at school, it has to be, at least in my mind right now, one of the most top 20 embarrassing moments of my life.
I love how you have a top 20. I mean, most people have like a top 3, maybe a top 5, but a top 20.
I can't put this in the top 5, but it's pretty darn embarrassing, especially how it ended. If you miss it, I'll tell you what happened, and I'm kind of looking for someone to make me feel a little bit better. So we're going to do really bad first impressions coming up next.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
David Guetta, BB Rexha. It's the Q Morning Show on Q104. Morgan and Bill Ryan. So I was talking about this earlier this morning. On Friday after the show, I went over to my son Drew's elementary school. He's in second grade. He had like a music class presentation. And afterwards, you could take pictures with the kids and everything else. And so there's a lot of chaos and parents circling around trying to get pictures. And my son Drew is next to his friend Aaron. And I took a picture of the two of them. I put it up on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. It's one of our pick six pictures from this morning. But one of the moms noticed that I was standing next to Drew, and she rushed up to me and she said, "Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Katie, Aaron's mom." And I responded, "Oh, hey, I'm Bill's mom."
And you're like,
And that was it. She just looked at me weird, and then she went her separate ways, and I went my separate ways.
Well, it's not even that you only got one thing wrong. You got two things wrong in that sentence.
I did get two things wrong. And is it possible to get so many things wrong in only five words?
Yeah, right.
Because I did. Oh, hey, I'm Bill's mom.
Nope, not Bill's mom.
And I think my wife Paula texted the mom later and said, "I am so sorry for my husband."
Aw.
But that, I mean, has to be the dumbest thing that I've ever said when meeting someone for the first time. And I didn't even meet her.
Yeah.
Like that was one of the worst introductions that I can possibly imagine.
But none compares to mine. Are we going to forget the time I spat on the mayor of Cleveland
the first time I met him?
Like, yours might be top 20 most embarrassing moment. Mine is top 3 most embarrassing moment.
Yeah, I don't know how I could have forgotten about that when Morgan spit on the mayor at Austin Love's wedding.
It was so loud in there, I had to yell. And one thing led to another, and just a little particle of spit. Boop, right on the mayor's glasses. But, and he remembered it, which is the worst
part. And the mayor remembered it.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes it 100 times worse. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
So make us feel better. I mean, tell us about the dumb thing that you said when you met someone for the first time, or just the worst first impression that you could possibly have made. 216-578-0104.
Nope. Wrong number.
Oh, my God.
216-474-0104.
Call now. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Yeah, my apologies. Our new phone number is 216-474-0104. That is the new way to call us and to text us. The old number just doesn't work anymore. I called the old number earlier this morning, and it just rang and rang and rang.
Yeah, so you're not going to get anybody if you call the old number.
Yeah. I wish that it had like a message that said, This number doesn't work anymore. I don't know what voice that is. This number doesn't work anymore. Please call 216. But there's no that. So 216-474-0104. And as it turns out, if you give out the wrong number on the air, it means that no one's going to call and no one's going to text. No,
we just wanted to be the only two idiots in Cleveland today to confess or tell people about the times we made ourselves look stupid in front of other people.
Speaking of bad first impressions, I believe that our new boss is in town today.
Ooh.
And so he's probably listening and driving around and thinking,
great.
Well, I know the first change I'm going to make when I get in there. Hollywood Dirt Sheet, we're going to do that right now. There's so much entertainment news that happened over the weekend. Let's run it all down. Morgan has the Hollywood Dirt Sheet.
We're going to get into a complete and total rundown of the Oscars next. So I'm going to skip all the Oscars news for now, but I promise you, we will get to it. In the meantime, Kris Jenner and Meghan Trainor broke the internet this weekend with Meghan Trainor's new music video. So the song is called Mother, and Kris Jenner, the matriarch of the Kardashian Jenner family, is on full display in this music video. Meghan and Kris are wearing velvet dresses with big jewelry and lip syncing to the song while dancing. Here is a little snip of it.
I am your mother. You listen to me. Stop all the mansplaining. No one's listening. Tell me who gave you the permission to speak.
I don't know why I have a problem with this song.
It's a strange concept.
It feels cringy to me for some reason. But then I think the light bulb just went off. This is a TikTok song. Because how many moms are going to go on TikTok and put up videos of their kids misbehaving?
Yep.
And in the background, they're going to have the I Am Your Mother song.
You're right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I hate that that's the way we put out new music these days, but that seems to be a TikTok song.
Yeah. Selena Gomez is praising her best friend 6 years after her kidney donation. Selena Gomez expressed gratitude for Francia Raja, calling her best friend on Apple TV Plus's Dear. Francia, donated a kidney to Selena more than 5 years ago to help her with her lupus battle. Selena said that the act was selfless and unbelievably overwhelming, and she felt watched over when they discovered they were a match. Gomez Martinez and Razia have matching tattoos with the date of the transplant. So that's something that will always bond them. The Jonas Brothers say their album will be inspired by the 70s. The Jonas Brothers are set to release their new album called The Album in May. It will be a mix of their, quote, roots and also pull from the 70s with influences from Stevie Wonder, Boston, and the Bee Gees. The band is planning to do a series of shows leading up to the album release, and a tour will be announced soon. So fingers crossed that we get a Cleveland date in there. Here's what we can watch on TV tonight. It's hometown week for The Bachelor on ABC, The Good Doctor, Same Place. The Neighborhood and all of your NCISs on CBS. The Voice is on NBC. And Below Deck and Summer House is on Bravo. Anything else you need, Hollywood and more, always up at Q104.com. Get it there and always on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.